It's 1 minute after 12. Let's take a look at early morning regional news headlines and the weather information. This is Vern Arthur. Good morning. Well, there's still no word about a joint meeting between representatives of Northwest Airlines and its striking pilots. Both sides reportedly were standing by for a joint session after meeting separately with Assistant Labor Secretary William Usery Jr. Cargill Incorporated officials say their firm may be lucky to make any money on its $120 million wheat sale to the Soviet Union. Officials said they expect a gross margin of about $900,000 from the sale, but that's before the overhead costs are deducted. And actress Shirley MacLaine took a verbal swipe at Duluth millionaire Geno Pelucci today, or yesterday, Wednesday that was. She campaigned in Minnesota for presidential candidate George McGovern. Miss MacLaine criticized Pelucci for leaving the Democratic Party to support President Nixon. The weatherman says we're going to have some rain. Showers, chance of thunderstorms tonight and Thursday morning. Skies will start to clear by Thursday afternoon. It's going to be fair on Friday. Low tonight, low 50s. High Thursday, near 60. And the low Thursday night's going to be in the middle 30s. Friday's high in the low 50s. Winds from the south, 10 to 18 miles an hour tonight. And then by tomorrow afternoon from the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour and gusty. Chance of rain about 70% tonight and tomorrow, and about 20% by tomorrow afternoon, 5% by Thursday night. Skies are cloudy, the barometer falling from 29.95 inches. Relative humidity 78%. We have a northeast wind 11 miles an hour. The current wind city temperature reading 57 degrees. That's the end of our broadcasting for this day. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back on the air at 5:25. Paul Bernard's your host at that time. Join him at that time. For now, good night. Have a nice Thursday.